The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, July 15, 2022. In the new defiance of the U.S. blockade against Cuba, members of the 32nd Pastor for Peace Friendship caravan will arrive in Havana on Monday. They traveled through more than 20 cities in three routes that merged on Monday in Jacksonville, Florida, and later went to the last stop, St. Petersburg, before gathering in Miami, point of departure to Havana. Dr. Samira Audrey told Prensa Latina that most of the 91 caravan members are young people aged 18 to 30 years who have never visited Cuba. Our goal is to form new generations of Friends of Cuba, Adri, coordinator of the program of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization Pastors for Peace, said. The Pastors for Peace caravan is an example of the true people-to-people policy, Walker said when thanking Cuba and ratifying the love for this endeavor. Pastors for Peace was founded in 1988 as an interreligious foundation for community organization project to counteract the aggressive Latin America policy of the administration of then-President Ronald Reagan. Cuba maintains control over COVID-19 but remains alert to an increase in reported cases of dengue fever, the island's Minister of Public Health, José Ángel Portal, said. In statements to the press, the minister requested to take extreme measures to eliminate the breeding places of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in order to reduce the incidence of the disease. According to him, up to June 10, there were 3,036 confirmed cases of the disease with circulation of serotypes 1, 2, and 3. At the end of the 6 months of the year, he pointed out the territories with transmission were Havana, Central Santo Espíritu and Camagüey, and Eastern Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, and Guantanamo. Cuba ranks first worldwide in the number of immunization doses applied per 100 inhabitants, as to COVID-19 refers. The Cuba-Mexico Business Forum is winding up this Friday with the signing of agreements after two business rounds in which opportunities to expand the economic, commercial, and financial relations were analyzed. The last day of the meeting is also giving the participants the opportunity to visit the Mariel Special Development Zone, where 3 of 11 Mexico businesses are operating on the island. They are divided into 4 international economic associations, 5 joint ventures, and 2 with entirely Mexican capital. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, Deputy Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas, and Mexico's Undersecretary of Industry and Commerce Hector Guerrero attended the opening session of the forum, where more than 100 Mexican businessmen and some 150 Cuban entrepreneurs are participating. And in the international agenda, we have that. Talks between the indigenous movement and the Ecuadorian government run for the third day this Friday amid some progress as to the initial issues on fuel subsidies and debts. The negotiations began on Wednesday, July 13, at the headquarters of the Ecuadorian Episcopal Conference located in Quito, which acts as a mediator of the process carried out in compliance with the Act for Peace signed between the parties and also ended national strike that occurred from June 13 to 30. Prior to the process, a meeting was held last week to establish the methodology for the negotiations. The talks will cover 10 technical lists in 90 days and are led by Government Minister Francisco Jimenez on the executive part, while social sectors are represented by the leaders of CONAIE, FENE, and FENOSIN. Meanwhile, former Bolivian President Evo Morales accused the U.S. government of promoting the 2019 coup d'etat in Bolivia. The admission by former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton of having helped to plan coups, Trump's immediate recognition of the de facto government, and Republican senators' defense of coup plotters are proof that the United States promoted the 2019 coup in Bolivia. It is proven that the false accusation of fraud was to conduct massacres, Morales stressed. After winning the 2019 elections, Evo Morales suffered a coup orchestrated by high-ranking officers of the Bolivian army and police in conjunction with extreme right-wing groups. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.